Good morning. It's 8:16. At least I hope it's 8:16 because it's time for the activities report. I'm Tom Hess. I am the sports editor at the Daily Sitka Sentinel, and I just flubbed that intro again. And I'm welcomed this morning by the Sitka High girls basketball team, at least two of them. Zoe Krupa, Alex Kirby in with me this morning. They are coming off a 5-1 start to the season after a couple of tournaments over Christmas break. How was the break? Granted that you spent a lot of it playing basketball, Zoe.
It was pretty good.
Alex, you guys started at Holland America. You guys won that. And then you went to Juneau, where you went 2-1. Any big shifts between Holland America and the Capital City Classic, just in terms of how you're playing, how you guys are doing?
I feel like we are improving as a team, and we're just going to get better from here. It wasn't too big of a shift, but it was an away game and a home game, so there's always a difference there.
What you have 6 games of evidence now. What's kind of the thing that you guys have identified in terms of we want to work on this?
Defense, probably.
Yeah, defense, always. You could always improve your defense. And just another thing that our coach always wants us to work on is boxing out and rebounding and just the little things that make such a big difference in the outcome of the game.
And Zoe, you guys are going to the Monroe Catholic Tournament next, which is in Fairbanks. How excited are you for Fairbanks in January?
I am super excited because of the weather.
Have you looked at the weather forecast yet?
Well, what I heard, it's supposed to be sunny but cold.
Yeah, it's looking like sunny and kind of mid to low teens, so that's not terrible. Like, you could be there at like a negative 50 day. Have you guys done Fairbanks before since you've been on the team?
No, I went there when I was little with my dad, but that's pretty much it.
So you'll get to experience all of the splendor that is Fairbanks. I bet you, Alex, have you been there?
I've never been there before.
Do you have any big expectations for a diesel-fueled city above the Arctic Circle or near the Arctic Circle?
Based on what I've heard, it had more things than Sitka, but it was still pretty small and I don't have too much expectations for it.
So I'm curious, and I know we've strayed away from basketball. When the teams came here for Holland America, Alan Marine took them out. It was a nice day. They got to do a cruise. Do tournaments do that for you guys? Do you guys have fun tournament perks, or is that just a Sitka thing?
That's just a Sitka thing because we just get free food, and that's it.
Is that just the food? You know, nothing better than the food. Who's had the best food?
It's a good question.
It is.
I usually like Petersburg's because they always feed us either spaghetti or tacos, and I like that.
And it's homemade, and it's really good.
But you guys lost Petersburg in your region this year. It's just a 2-team region now with you and on the other side of the bridge, Mount Edgecombe. Is that going to be strange for you guys? Because last year, Petersburg was good last year. Like, you guys had to really fight against Petersburg, and now they're down in 2A. Is that strange for you guys coming to this conference?
I think it will be because we're not traveling as a lot as we used to. And then we pretty much can just drive across the bridge and play Edgecombe and then just drive back home where we had to fly to Petersburg, sleep in the bunkhouse, play games, go to sleep, and then fly back.
And for the region tournament, it's just going to be a 3-team series with you guys, which means you'll play these 4 regular season games, and then it'll matter a little bit, but for all intents and purposes, then the slate just resets, and then you're playing Mount Edgecombe for a best of 3. Does that change at all how you look at the end of the season, Alex?
Yeah, I think it'll be different. I'm definitely going to miss going to Petersburg because it was always a fun team trip. But I think that playing just Edgecombe might be better for us because it's less games. So it'll be easier to focus your energy into fewer games than if we had a 3-team division.
Alex Kirby and Zoe Krupa in with me this morning as we're talking Sitka High girls basketball. Zoe, continuing that vein, if you have these 4 regular season games leading up to the tournament, what are your goals? And you guys won't play another region game until you get back from Fairbanks, I believe. It's not until after Fairbanks. Does it change your approach to these regular season games in terms of what you're trying to find out about Edgecombe, what you're trying to show? Does that change at all, knowing that there's only just two teams in the conference?
Well, I'm kind of curious about the Edgecombe team. I mean, I've heard they're doing pretty good. Like, it's just there's kids that come all over the state just go to the school, and you don't know how good they are and all that. And it's just, like, it's a little curious, but it'll be really fun to play against them.
And as indicated by your jacket, you guys are great face. As indicated by Zoe Group is making faces. As indicated by your jacket, you are defending state champions. Have you noticed, is it different coming into a season as defending state champs? Have you noticed that at all?
Yeah. I mean, like, there's some spots that need to be filled, but otherwise we have a pretty solid team. And yeah,
it's weird. Some teams, like in Juneau, they announce us as and the defending state champions, the Sikahai Wolves, and that was pretty, it was cool, but it was different, yeah.
Did you sort of like take a step back when they said that, like, oh, wait, that's us, thanks, announcer guy, for reminding everybody of that?
Yeah, and like, it was kind of different because there's some girls that aren't here, like, they graduated last year, and you're like, oh, they're not here, and so, but...
Do you feel kind of like you're your own team from that state tournament team? Do you feel like you have sort of a different identity from last year? Does it carry over? Are there not enough games in the season to know? Was that a bad question by me?
No. Whenever we wear jackets, like, out of town, they're like, oh, you won state, congrats. I'm like, oh, thanks. And yeah.
Okay. So terrible question by me was the answer to that. You guys, and Regions is going to be here this year, and I kind of have to do a plug for your activities director, who is frantically searching to house 500 kids. So if any of the four people who listen to the show would like to house out for Region basketball, that would contact Lindsay at Sikahai. But do you guys have any good housing stories? Because you guys house a lot. Do you have any good housing stories?
Oh, millions.
Like, do you have that one person who had, like, an unusual amount of pets or anything like that?
Whenever I house that, I usually get lucky, and I usually have a good house that I always have a good time at and have nice families.
Well, the people who do it are usually pretty cool people. I mean, you'd have to be to open up your home to, like, strangers from out of town. But, Zoe, do you have any good or strange housing stories?
I pretty much stay with the people that I stayed with before. Like, I just say, hey, do you want to house me? And I'll house you when you come here. And they're like, sure. But we, like, when we have group housing, it's pretty fun. Like, we go to a school, we stay at a school and just have a good time. Like, last year we played Sardines. It was pretty fun.
Sardines?
Yeah.
It's kind of like hide and seek, but
you hide with that person that you found.
Oh, okay. So you're just, like, playing hide-and-seek in some school. Like, does the school know you're doing this? Are you jimmying locks?
No, but there's some other teams that do it with us. Like, a couple of years ago, my freshman year, we went to Kodiak, and there was a boys' team and another girls' team, and we had a ball in our class, so we all just played ball tag around the school, and it was so much fun.
Do you feel like maybe you lost some of that by losing Petersburg? Are you going to miss some of, in terms of, like, building those connections, in terms of not having Petersburg around in the conference? Or does it just kind of, does each tournament, each road trip take on kind of its own atmosphere?
It kind of takes on its own atmosphere. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're coming to the end of this interview. You guys are going to be on the road, but the next chance to see you guys in town will be next week against Mount Edgecombe, or the week after that?
The week after that.
So in a fortnight, you guys can watch the Lady Wolves play here, and Sika will be playing against Mount Edgecombe. Zoe Krupa, Alex Kirby, thanks for joining me this morning. This is the Activities Report, and we'll send it back to Morning Edition.